Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. I am Hormis Fatakia. It's been a while, but today is the day that belongs to block deals. And there are multiple deals that will take place in stocks today, and we'll take you through all of them. First up is the one in Timken India, where its foreign promoter, Timken Singapore, plans to sell up to 6.6% of the total equity in a deal that is valued at 1775 crores or $213 million. Now, Timken Singapore currently has a 57.7% stake, and if they indeed are the seller, a 6.6% sale will bring their total stake down to 51.1%. Now, Timken Singapore had earlier sold 8% equity via block deals in June of last year. Now, post this sale, the seller will have a 180-day lock-in period for a further sale. Now, we at CNBC TV18 had done an elaborate take on foreign promoters cashing in on the lofty valuations in their Indian peers. You can read that on CNBCTV18.com and also watch it on our YouTube channels. The second deal that is likely to take place today is in Concord Biotech, where Ontario Inc. plans to sell 3.5% of the total equity. The floor price of 1320 rupees is a 8.5% discount from Monday's close. Now, this deal size is set to be nearly 470 crores, and Ontario Inc. held close to 5.4% as of the March quarter and will have a 90-day lock-in period for the remainder of the stake. Both of these stories were told to CNBC TV18 by reliable sources. Now, lastly, another block may happen in Inox Wind, where CNBC Awaaz learns that the company promoter IWEL may sell up to 5% stake. That deal may take place between 148 to 150 rupees a share, which is a discount of nearly 5% from Monday's closing. Inox Wind is a stock that recently started trading ex-bonus. Now, block deals are done. We shift focus to earnings and LIC, the big one that came out with numbers yesterday. The total annual premium equivalent for the quarter rose by 10.7% from last year, but the VNB margin, or the value of new business margins, narrowed by over 200 basis points from last year. But the big news that all of you would want to know is the dividend announcement. Now, LIC announced a dividend of 6 rupees a share, the highest in its brief listing history. And as a result, the government, which is the largest shareholder, will get close to 3,600 crores as a payout. Now, on the 19th of July has been set as the record date for the dividend. Now, interestingly, my colleague Yash Jain asked the management of LIC about any potential acquisitions, and they said that a natural choice would be to enter the health insurance space, and they also said that they might consider an acquisition to enter this health insurance sector. So a dividend and a potential acquisition plan. So keep an eye out on LIC today. Of course, don't forget the low float factor. NALCO's profit and EBITDA margins, all of them were above expectations, and the management said that with the firming up of aluminum prices and the increased demand for the metal, that will keep the company's growth trajectory going upwards. NALCO is also out of the F&O ban today, which means that new positions can be taken, so keep that on your radar as well. NMDC's revenue was in line with expectations, but EBITDA and margins were a miss because of the higher royalty component. The June quarter results, though, will see the benefits of the price hike that the company has undertaken during April. Other stocks like AstraZeneca Pharma, Natco Pharma, Lumax Autotech, Vishnu Prakash Punglia will also react to their results that were reported after market hours on Monday. Amara Raja Batteries, Aster DM, Barmer Lorry, Brigade, IRCTC, Linde India, Prestige Estates are some stocks that will be reporting results today. Adani Group stocks will remain in focus because Adani Energy Solutions approved raising up to 12,500 crore rupees through a QIP on Monday. Adani Enterprises, the flagship company of the group, will also hold its board meet today to consider a fundraise as well. IIFL Finance has informed the exchanges that their board meet to consider their quarterly results will be delayed due to the ongoing RBI audit, but they have said that they will declare their March quarter results no later than the 30th of June. Keystone Realtors closed its QIP on Monday night. The Abu Dhabi Investment Authority, Morgan Stanley are some of the big names who have been issued shares in the QIP. QuantMF, SBI Life, SBI General Insurance have also been issued shares. Now, onto the markets now, and the Nifty made a new high on Monday, crossed 23,100 but could not sustain above that. A sharp reversal took place in the final 90 minutes of trade, and the Nifty closed 200 points below the day's high. The fact that the index has closed near the lowest point of the day may not please the bulls, and it is this 23,110, 23,150, 23,200 zone that will continue to see some congestion for the Nifty ahead of the Lok Sabha election results on the 4th of June. But the index that has stood tall over the last three sessions has been the Nifty Bank. It was languishing around 47,700 some sometime last week, and that index has already recovered over 1500 points from those levels. Even that index saw some selling around 49,600, but two positives there: it closed in the green, unlike the Nifty, and also managed to close above 49,250. Now, analysts advise using dips as a buying opportunity till it holds 48,600. Of course, a standard disclaimer: this is not our recommendation, so please use your due diligence before taking a trade. The VIX was also back to being volatile, and that closed above the mark of 23 on Monday. It remains to be seen whether the Nifty may see a prolonged bout of profit booking till the 4th of June, or yesterday's move was just some exhaustion at higher levels, since the index itself is up 1300 points from the lows of the 14th of May. Now, no overnight queues today because the US markets were shut, Asian markets are flat, and the GIFT Nifty as we speak is indicating a slightly positive start for our own markets. That's all for today. We wish you a happy trading day, and for the sharpest market insights, of course, stay tuned to CNBC TV18 and CNBCTV18.com.